بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue our studies in السيرة النبوية, the prophetic biography, and learning about the life of the greatest man and the life of the best and most noble of all of the prophets and messengers, the life of Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim al-Nabi al-Qurashi sallallahu عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. Learning about his life and about him and the days that he lived in and the affairs that occurred to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we have covered some beneficial points to this thus far, and we have learned many things about seerah, the meaning of a seerah. And we have also learned some affairs with regards to the books of As-Sirah and the sources and the resources for learning about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we have studied and discussed several issues from the benefits of studying this subject, the benefits of learning about As-Sirah and the benefits that a believer can have and obtain, and the great fruits and the nice things that a believer will get from learning about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we have learned some things about the name of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he has several names, and that these names, they have meanings, and that those meanings, their attributes and characteristics. The attributes and characteristics, his names, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they have meanings, and their attributes and characteristics of our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we have learned some general benefits with regards to his nasab, nasab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam al-Sharif. Naam, and we have stopped at this point. And after this point here, in our studies, in conclusion of learning about al-ism wal-nasab, ismu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nasabuhu, the next point that we begin, or we will begin insha'Allah, is the study of the timeline and the events that occurred just before the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the birth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's one point that we have to add, important issue with regards to al-nasib, and it is the authentic and affirmed lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Adnan. And we have learned that Adnan is from the children, the descendants in the lineage of Ismail. And Ismail is he's the son of Ibrahim, who is from the descendants of Adam alayhi salam. But before we mentioned the long portion of the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for those hardworking students, the ha'ulai al-tullab al-mujtahideen الحارسين على الإفادة والاستفادة. نأخذ وقفة للمراجعة. We'll take a brief moment to do some review. To do some review. Because it has been narrated to us from As-Salaf As-Salih. From them, Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, that he said, تذاكروا العلم فإن مذاكرته حياته. That you must review the knowledge. تذاكروا العلم. Review the knowledge. Why? لأن مذاكرته حياته. Because by reviewing the knowledge will be alive. The knowledge will be alive in our hearts and it will be firm and it will be beneficial and we'll be able to utilize it and use it in our lives because the knowledge is alive and it's fresh in our minds and it's been reviewed and mentioned over and over until it becomes a part of our life and it's knowledge that we use and benefit from. So the knowledge it is given in the classes and in the lessons and in the gatherings of knowledge. في حلق الذكر والعلم ومجالس العلم وأهله. And then it is written down and taken in notes. في دفاتر الطلاب يكتبون بأقلامهم. They write with their pens. في دفاترهم. In their notebooks. الفوائد الملقات من الأستاذ. Writing those beneficial notes that are given from the teacher. And then after that, what do they do? This is an important point. Many students, they make a mistake right here. They write the notes in the book, in their notebook, and they take very good notes. Allahumma barak. And then what do? They take the notebook, throw it in the back, put it in the backpack, shut it tight, throw it on the side. Or they leave it on the floor, the notebook on the floor, and they leave it there, and they don't look at it anymore. Is that good?
Yeah.
What do you do with the daftar after that hard effort, sitting in class, waiting for the teacher to stop talking, paying attention, all these issues being discussed, taking notes best one can, going through hardship after that. We don't just leave all those benefits in the notebook. We have to We have to review them. Because whenever we review them, they go from the notebook into As-sadr. Into the heart, into the breast, into the chest. And whenever it comes there, now you have knowledge. Now you have knowledge. Now learning knowledge is two types. In the Ahl al-Hadith, learning knowledge is two types with regards to the scholars and the students of Hadith. Now obtaining knowledge is two types. And being precise and having precision with knowledge. الضبط للعلمي ضبطاني. That's what the scholars say. Being precise with knowledge is two types. The first one, ضبط الكتابة. The second one, ضبط الحفظ. They say, ضبط السطور وضبط السدور. ضبط. It's like getting it right. Very precise. Good. Taking the note properly. Learning the knowledge just as it is. Not adding or taking away from it. الضبط. But there's two types. One type is في السطور. السطور جمع سطر. On the lines. Meaning you write it on lines. بالكتابة. By writing. The other kind, what is it? ضبط السدور. السدور. This is the one that we want. ضبط السطور. This will help us get it into السدور. Into the hearts. Into the hearts. So from the means of doing this, al-muraja'ah, we have to review. So that the knowledge goes from the notebook into our hearts. And whenever the knowledge is in the heart, the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, the knowledge of the revelation, whenever it goes into the heart of a believer, it affects it. And it makes the believer better. لو سمحت لا تجلس هكذا. لا نعم. جزاك الله خيرا. نريد من الطلاب أن يتأدبوا. أن ينتبهوا ويتأدبوا بآداب طالب العلم. نحن في مقام شريف. We need the students and we hope that Allah will give us success to have the etiquettes and manners of a student of knowledge. Etiquettes and manners of a student of knowledge, especially in the class time. And that we sit in the gathering, in the manner, and the etiquettes in the way of a student of knowledge. A student of knowledge is also known as a seeker. He's somebody who's seeking after something, they call him talib. He's looking for something. He's searching for something. He's seeking after something. So the one here, we're seeking after knowledge. knowledge of that which is pleasing to Allah, knowledge of the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowledge of the affairs that we will be asked about in our graves whenever we get there, and we are all on our way there. Huh? The big one and the little one, and the white one and the black one, and the young one and the old one, we're all on our way there. Some of them, they get there before others. And we ask Allah to have mercy on us in this life and in the hereafter, and to give us a good ending. So we want to seek knowledge and learn about those affairs that will be asked about in our grave from them. من نبيك؟ من نبيك؟ من نبيك؟ Who is your prophet?
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What's his name?
Muhammad.
Ibn?
Abdullah.
Naam, Abdullah. Muhammad Abdullah. MashaAllah. Mubarak. Mubarak. Okay, so we have to pay attention. We have to sit properly. Naam? We have to sit properly. Who is the best? Who are the best people of all mankind? The best people of all mankind. Huh? Who are the best people of all mankind? Now. The best people of all mankind. Anybody can text? The prophets. The prophets and messengers. The prophets and messengers. They're the best people of all mankind. Who's the best prophet and messenger?
The Prophet Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt about that. طيب, after them, who's the best?
Companions.
The companions. The best of the people of after the prophets and messengers are the companions of the prophets and messengers. The companions that followed and believed in Musa and Nuh and Isa. And also the companions who believed and followed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's the best of all of the companions of all of the prophets? The best companions. Prophet, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that, inshallah, we'll come in as we study our seerah, inshallah. Who's the best of the companions? And then? Umar. Abu Bakr and Umar. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said they're the best. Huh? They're the best. وَسَيِّدَا كُهُورِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. They're the best men in Jannah. And they're the best after the prophets and messengers. Better than all of the previous nations. Abu Bakr and Umar. Five, after them, the companions, who's the best?
At-Tabi'un.
Ahsan. And then? At-Tabi'un. At-Tabi'un. And then? Tabi'un At-Tabi'un. Naam, like this. But who are the Tabi'un? They're the ones who study. They're the students of knowledge who learn from the companions. My point to come here now is, so that we learn a lesson and pay attention, is that the best people after the prophets and the messengers, they're the people of knowledge. The companions, they were people of knowledge. They were Ahlul Ilm in their time. They were ulama. They were people of knowledge and they were students of knowledge. Naam, tulab ilm, sahaba. They were seekers of knowledge. They would come from far, far lands to seek knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after them, the tabi'un, they used to come from far, far lands and they would go through all different hardships to seek knowledge from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Atba' al-tabi'in, they used to go through much hardship to come and learn. They were students of knowledge. They were students of knowledge. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, that the scholars, the people of knowledge, they are the inheritors of the prophets. So the best people are the prophets and messengers, and the best people after the prophets and messengers, they are the people of knowledge. And the best people, and the ulama, and the best people after the ulama, who are they? Allahumma barik. Now we're getting somewhere. Tulab al-ilm. Tulab al-ilm. Now the scholars, those who reach the high rank in knowledge and application, they are the inheritors of the prophets. And they're the best. They take the place of the prophets in conveying the message. Now, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And after them, the best, from the people, from all mankind, after the ulama, It's the students of knowledge, the upright ones, the ones who have a good intention, and they want to learn in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go to Jannah. They're the best people. So we are in the gatherings trying to be from the way of the best people. So that means that the student of knowledge, he should have the best manner, the best manners and best etiquettes, and he should have the best conduct and the best way, especially whenever he's in class. Now, so we're not going to be like regular people laying on their sides or leaning back and kicking back and sitting there with no care or concern. That's not good. That's not the way. Because the student of knowledge from the best people. The Salaf used to say that من طلب هذا الحديث فقد طلب أعلى ما في الدنيا فينبغي أن يكون أفضل الناس. That whoever seeks the knowledge of hadith, and he has sought the best thing in this life. And to learn about the way of Islam, the true Islam, then he should have the best manners and be from the best people. So the students of knowledge, whom we hope that you are, what we're striving to be upon, they're the best people. They're the best people. Now, so we have to pay attention to this affair. We have to pay attention to this affair that we want to be from the students of knowledge, the students of the knowledge of Allah. And the students of the knowledge of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the students of the knowledge of halal and haram, the students of the knowledge of al-Islam, naam, what iman, what ihsan. So that means we have to pay attention. Barakallahu feekum. Back to al-muraja'ah. Back to al-muraja'ah. Naam, who can tell me what seerah means linguistically? Sunnah, ahsanti, Allah mubarak. That's what we need. We need answers that are quick. We need minds that are sharp. We need hearts that are alive and paying attention. Ma ma'na seerah, sunnah, khalas. Huh? Like this, Allah mubarak. That's what I'm looking for. Answers, paying attention, students that are alive and awake. Alhamdulillah. Naam, bi ma'na sunnah. Yani, what does that mean in English though? Seerah in English. The life of the Prophet. Sunnah meaning the way. The way of somebody, the way of a person and his manners and how he carries himself, what he does and his methodology. This is also means seerah. Seerah, a sunnah. Naam, but here what is referred to, yani when we talk about seerah, yani we're talking about the events that occurred in the life of somebody. Naam, and here specifically the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's another word that sometimes the scholars also include in with regards to the science of seerah. What is it? They talk about also. It's a big part of his seerah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Maghazi, meaning the battles that occurred with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the excursions that him and his companions went on. Also, this is from the aspect of a seerah. Sometimes we'll find chapters about a seerah wal-Maghazi, or just al-Maghazi. But then these are referring to the events and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have seen also that the companions, they used to teach their children about the seerah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the tabi'un, they used to sit, their fathers, would sit with their sons in gatherings and teach them about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen several narrations with regards to that. Walillah alhamd. Taib, with regards to al-masadir and the sources and the resources where we can learn of the true biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two types. Who remembers them? We need some fast typers. Asliya and
Far'iyya.
Al-Asliya wal Far'iyya. Naam, al-Asliya wal Far'iyya. What does that mean? Al-Asliya, fundamental resources, resources that are fundamentals and foundations. Naam, the main source where it comes from, the original source for the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Far'iyya, al-Masadir, al-Far'iyya, they are the secondary or subsidiary sources that get the information from the original source and clarify it and explain it and so on and so forth. And mention details with regards to that. Now, so who can mention some of al-masadir al-asliyah? What's the first masdar al-asli? في معرفة سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first fundamental source for learning the biography of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Al-Qur'an al-Karim. Al-Qur'an al-Karim. Naam. And we've seen examples of that likewise. How we've seen examples of that likewise. Who can give me one example? Something from the Qur'an that tells us about the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Surah al-Fil. Allahumma barik. Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah. Naam. Surah al-Fil. Huh? Also, Surah al-Duha. Huh? Talking about that he was born as an orphan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many, many other verses in the Quran that clarify affairs of the biography of our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taib, what's the next source? Al-Asli. Al-Masdar al-Asli. Al-Thani. Al-Hadith. Al-Hadith. Where is that from? Al-Hadith, Naam, Ana Mubarak. We have another participant online. Al-Hadith. What do we, when we say Al-Hadith, what do we mean? Huh? The narration of the Prophet. Where are they at? Al-Kutub. As-Sitta. Al-Kutub as-Sitta. What is Kutub as-Sitta? Huh? This is where we find about the biography of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Kutub as-Sitta, what are they? The six books of Hadith. Al-Bukhari. Muslim. Ibn Majah. Aywa, before that, Abu Dawood wa Tirmidhi. Wa Nasa'i wa Ibn Majah. Naam? Bukhari wa Muslim. Abu Dawood wa Tirmidhi. Nasa'i wa Ibn Majah. Naam, these are Al-Kutub al-Sitta, the main six books of Hadith. Not the only books of Hadith, the main six. There are other books of Hadith also that will be considered Masadir Asliyah. But these are the main sources. If we want to learn about the biography, inshallah, of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is one of the main places to find them. The main, after the Quran, here in the books of Hadith. Naam, in the books of the Hadith, where the life and the seerah and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his sunnah has been gathered. Has been gathered and collected. Naam, okay, some other masadir, asliya. We talked about, it was a book by Tirmidhi. They're known as Kutub al-Shama'il. Kutub al-Shama'il. What does Shama'il mean? The most famous one is Shama'il al-Tirmidhi. Naam, Shama'il, what does that mean? The appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his manners and his conduct. How he looked and how Allah created his body. And how was his hair and his clothing and his manners and his conduct and affairs about his worship sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is called Kutub al-Shama'il. And from the most famous of them, the one by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. By Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. Naam, this is an original source. Naam, these are original sources first because the Qur'an is the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, and it is 100% authentic and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is revelation as well, the sunnah, that has been informed from the rulings and the regulations and the clarification of the ahkam al-shar'iyya. Al-ahkam al-shar'iyya, this is also revelation. But the hadith is the statements and the ways and the events that occurred in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they've been narrated to us with chains to verify authenticity. So this is why it's an original source. Somebody might say, why are the books of hadith original source? Because this information is narrated to us with chains of narration that authenticity can be, and verification can be, declared and can be known by way of. You understand? Because these books, they have chains of narrations. So these narrations are verified that this event in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or this statement or this affair, is authentic and correct. So therefore it is a fundamental source. It is a fundamental source. Also we had books of Al-Dala'il, called Dala'il al-Nubuwa. Dala'il al-Nubuwa, the books that with we're referring to the proofs of prophethood. The proofs of prophethood. And we have seen them from the most famous of them, the one by Al-Bayhaqi rahimahullah. Also they have Kutub Al-Maghazi. Now we have discussed all of these. These are very important resources for us to know, because whenever we start the timeline, inshallah, soon, we're going to be taking from these sources and referring to these sources, and our understanding is coming from these sources, and the events that we discuss, that we rely upon these sources, to learn them and to study them. So we want to know them. طيب, al-kutub al-far'iyya, for example, like what? The kutub al-far'iyya, what are they? They're not original, fundamental sources, but they're secondary sources. They branch off from the original ones. Naam. Before that, they're the ones that rely upon the original sources. And they verify some of the information there. And they also explain in detail some of the information found in the original sources. And they also arrange the information in the original sources. So somebody might say, why did they have the Kutub al-Far'iyya if we have the Kutub al-Asliya? The ulama who came later, in the later generations, they would go to all those different sources and then take out the events that occurred and put them in a nice order and arrangement and put chapter titles and headings easy for a student to study and to learn the seerah of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taking it from these sources, like in the Quran, it's not all about the biography. Rather, there are certain places that's about biography. And the hadith is not all about every single event is there in order. Rather, they would go there and they would take out the ones for certain situations in certain order and arrangement and make it easy for the students to learn and for the ummah to benefit and to study. So from those sources we had, somebody mentioned Ibn Kathir. Naam, and he has a book called As-Sira An-Nabawiyyah. Naam, and that's the biggest one. He has two. As-Sira An-Nabawiyyah. And Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has authenticated that book and made a sahih, As-Sira An-Nabawiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. And this is one of our main sources to benefit from for our classes. Also, Ibn Kathir, he has another abridged version or a summarized version of that book. What's it called? Fusool. Fusul fi Sirat al-Rasul, chapters with regards to the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is one of our main sources that we will rely upon and benefit from for these classes. Naam, and also there is a great scholar of our days who has recently explained, or in the past several years has explained that book. Who is he? Al-Sheikh Abdul Razak ibn Abdul Muhsin Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala. Naam, and the explanation is an audio version. It's not a book, it's an audio version. Naam, okay, after Ibn Kathir also, or rather before him, Ibn Kathir, he died in 774. Also from we have benefited from some of them. Ibn Qayyim Ahsanti, what was his book? Zad al-Ma'ad fi hadi khayr al-ibad. Naam, Zad al-Ma'ad. He died in 751. 751. This one is a very beneficial source likewise, and we have benefits from there as well. And there's another source that we mentioned also. Before that. As-Sira al-Nabawiyyah lil-Hafidh al-Dhahabi. Al-Dhahabi, he died in 748. Here there's a point and a correction that I want to make. In the introduction, we mentioned that Al-Dhahabi, this book here, the biography, the prophetic biography, it's in the introduction of one of his works. And I mentioned it's in the introduction of his work is Sirah Al-Abi Nubala. Just recently, I was going to review that work, and I found in there that it's not actually in Sirah Al-Imam Nubala, it's in the other work of Dhahabi called Tariq al-Islam. I made a mistake. So, we're going to correct that. As-Sira An-Nabawiyyah, the Dhahabi, this is a work of the biography of the Prophet by Imam al-Dhahabi, It's in the beginning of one of his works. I mentioned that Sir Alam al-Nubala, another book that we have been studying. But it's not in the introduction of that work. That's a mistake. He has another greater work than that one. It's called Tarikh al-Islam. And this is a book that I don't have. And I used to see it sometimes in some bookstores. And you can't find it new. It's only used and it's like this long. As long as you can stretch your arms like this. More than 50, 60 volumes. It's very, very big. And I always wanted it, but it's very, very expensive. Very, very expensive. Couldn't afford it. Tarikh al-Islam with Dhahabi. Now, it's a rare book today. Now, so in any case, the biography by Al-Imam al-Dhahabi is in this book. In the beginning of this book. Now, طيب, also there was Mukhtasar al-Sirah by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, the summarization of the seerah, and he summarized Sirat ibn Hisham, and these are some of the works that we have studied, and that is very important for a student of knowledge to be aware of. So then we can say, for example, main sources. Quickly, Quran, Hadith, yani Kutub al-Sitta, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, An-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah. These are some of the main books. Also books, Shama'il, by Tirmidhi. And then we'll have books, Dala'il, by, from them, Al-Bayhaqi. Now, this is the original sources. There are others also, we summarize them. Type some of the secondary sources. We begin with Sirah Nabawiyyah al-Dhahabi. And then after that, the same title, Sirah Nabawiyyah ibn Kathir. And he has a summarization of that book called Fusul. Fusul. Then after that, likewise, there is Zad al-Ma'ad by Ibn Qayyim. And there are other books likewise as well. And we discussed one book of poetry. 100 lines of poetry about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was that called? And who was the author of that? What was that book called? And who was the author of that? What is that poetry called? 100 lines. Al-Urjuza al-Mi'iyya fi dhikri Hari Ashraf al-Bariyya. This information is very, very important and very, very beneficial. Naam, it's by Ibn Abi al-Izz al-Hanafi. And he's from the students of Ibn Kathir. And Sheikh Abdul Razak also has an explanation of that in audio version and in book version. In audio version and in book version, 100 lines of poetry about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was from the introduction, the first introduction, when we began these classes. How many weeks ago was that? 5 weeks ago. You see what happens if you don't review the knowledge? It's almost as if we never heard the information before, barely even remembering some of the names. But if we just open our notebook up once a week, at least, and go to the beginning and read it. Or even if we listen to the recording again. Maybe even while we're busy doing something. We're moving around, but at the same time, we can listen. And this is very beneficial. Because our goal is to not sit here and discuss the affairs and then forget them. But rather, we want to learn. Learning means it requires review. Learning requires review. You can't learn without reviewing the knowledge. You can't learn without reviewing the knowledge. There has to be review. This is what is expected. Now, that we will sit in these gatherings like this, and then the knowledge will be presented, and then the student will take the effort that it is required to learn the information. And this means to review it by yourself. You have to review it outside of the class. The knowledge has to be reviewed outside of the class. Now, the parent can summarize the knowledge from the audio or during the class, and then review it with the child from time to time. Pull them aside. Set them down. Right now, playtime's over. Khalas. What are the books of the seerah? What books do you know about the seerah? And just mention if he's really young, it's very difficult. Just mention Quran and Sunnah. Just mention the Quran and Hadith. If he can carry a little bit more knowledge, type Quran and Hadith. What does that mean? Okay, Bukhari and Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, the two Sahihain. Khalas, and you suffice with that. If the brain is okay and they can bear more knowledge, you mention all six of them, like this, books of Hadith, until they grow and they learn and they know their Deen and the sources of their Deen. And where the correct religion is derived from, and the correct understanding is derived from. Now we have to learn these affairs. We have to learn these affairs. Now, and after that also we discussed some of the benefits that we hope to obtain. I want to review them quickly. The benefits that we hope to obtain. Now, with regards to Asira. I mentioned a point here. My goal, and what I hope from Allah Azza wa Jal, is that these classes will be beneficial. And I hope that Allah will give me success to say that which is good, and to do that in a good and beneficial manner, with humbleness and with sincerity and truthfulness. And my goal is for you to learn. My goal is for you to leave these classes and you know your deen. Not just to know something about your deen. We don't want to just learn something about the Prophet. No, we want to learn him. We want to learn his seerah. We don't just want to learn something about Islam. Many people, they sit in the gatherings of knowledge and they learn that Usul al-Thalatha, for example. And they learn something about Usul al-Thalatha, but they don't really learn Usul al-Thalatha. They sit in gatherings of knowledge with the Arabic language. They learn something about the Arabic language, but they don't learn the Arabic language. Many, many, many people. Many, many people. No, I'm serious. This is the case. So we have to be aware of this so that we can avoid it. We don't want to do that. We don't want to learn about the deen. We want to learn the deen. We want to know Allah with certain knowledge. Now I'm just learning about something. I know a little bit about this, a little bit about that. No, I want to be grounded in this knowledge. I want to know it firmly and properly. You understand my point here? You understand my point here? The only way that's going to happen is with review. So if there's review going on outside of the class, then the class is going to go a lot faster pace. If there's not review going on outside of the class, then the class is going to go as long as it takes until the information is good and learned. And so basically I'm saying I'm not in a hurry. So I can sit here tomorrow and say the same thing, and it's not going to bother me. I can sit here tomorrow and ask you, what is the masadir al-asliya? This is my goal is this. That's what I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to get anything else. So I'm not in a hurry or in a race. Although I have a great desire and a yearn to start discussing about the timeline and the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that's when the true fruit will come. But we will not have that true fruit until first we have the foundation and the fundamentals in order to benefit from that information. From that information. So therefore, I encourage everyone to review properly and to go over the information in a good manner and to be prepared in class. And from time to time, after we mention several topics and issues, we're going to stop and go back and make sure that portion is learned. Like right now, we're at a point now. We're about to start another topic, the actual biography. Before we go there, we have to make sure what has been learned in the past 5 weeks is established. Is established. Yeah? And then after that, we move on. And then the next time we review that first 5 weeks, it's just very little light review. After you review good the first time, khalas, after that, just light review. Just check on it and review it, go back and forth. It becomes easy. The knowledge becomes light because you review it and you go over it. And the light's like this. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.